ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Just welcome people by your side this morning, in front of you. Say good morning to them. You're welcome to church. Happy New Month. Just say that to someone this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Happy New Month, everyone. I wish you the best of God this month. Welcome everyone watching with us online. Thank you for joining in our service today or services today. There was one earlier on. We pray that the blessings of the Lord rest upon you, rest upon your family, rest upon the works of your hands. All that you set your hands to do this month, it will increase, it will enlarge, it will be fruitful, it will be successful in Jesus' name. The word for the month is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 3. You know, one of the things that we can do with these words is to war a good warfare, is to profit with them. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10, so as you go about your duty this month, please understand that you have access to the many-sided wisdom of God. Whenever you need to leverage on it, in your business, in your family, what you have access to is the many-sided. That's what Amplified Classic, that's how he renders it. Many-sided, complicated wisdom of God. That's what we have access to. Let's leverage on it. A lot of the times we say we don't know. That's in the natural. We say we don't know what to do. But God says, no, my purpose, that is through my church, through you and I, is to make known. There are things that contend with us out there. Principalities, power, powers of darkness. I mean, 5,000 naira in your hand or 5 million naira in your hand, we do much value to our God rather than in the hands of those who don't know him. So to get that 5 million, 500 million, it is a war, because the God of the systems of this world, literally, we fight. So, but he says, the purpose of God is that through you, whatever it is, we break through it. Through you, the many-sided, complicated wisdom, it's applicable in our career path. It is applicable in our business venture. We can leverage. And the good news is, 1 Corinthians 1, Christ has been made unto us the wisdom of God. So we need to leverage on it. It's a person. We can embrace him. And as we embrace him, his light shines through our lives. And then we become a voice to him in the marketplace. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, he said, for the Lord God is wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So let's leverage on the wisdom of God even as we go around or run around in our duty this month. And I pray that the fruits that comes with God's kind of wisdom will be evident in your life in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I preach on hymns of faith this morning. Hymns of faith. It's just an encouragement, I believe, from the Holy Spirit to every one of us who is in the service this morning, those watching online. I believe this will bless you. Habakkuk chapter 3, let's read verses 17 to 19. Verses 17 to 19, Habakkuk chapter 3, Habakkuk, prophet Habakkuk. He said, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruits be on the vine. This is an agrarian culture. That's what they know as businesses. And you know, the word of God is simple. It meets you at where you are. The word of God is so simple that it takes a preacher to confuse you. So, it's as simple as it is. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, that gives us an idea that it's talking to business people here. Though the labor of the olive may fail, that's the mainstay of their economy as at that time, and the field yields no fruit. Said, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, it talks about, pastoral famine. And he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. That's the message this morning. I will joy in the God of my salvation. He said, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like the deer's feet. And he will make me walk upon my high hills. He said, to the chief musician with stringed instrument. That is an hymn of faith. An hymn of faith in an environment that where things wasn't working the way it's supposed to. And we can't go too far this morning as we begin the sixth month of the year. I wish to have one-on-one conversation with everyone seated in here and probably those watching online about how the first 5 months of this year has been. I'm sure that every one of us will have a story. Some story, excellent. Some story, good. Maybe some other, bad. Or maybe even worse, or ugly. Some people, since the year began, for example, they've experienced storms over their loved ones, storm in the workplace, storm in the marketplace, storm in the family, maybe family member battling with terminal diseases. These things bring a kind of disappointment sometimes to our hearts. Sometimes it brings hurt to our lives. Sometimes when you have done all you need to do and things doesn't seem working, sometimes people carry guilt around. Sometimes people say, maybe the sin. Sometimes may we never enter into trouble of life. You're not saying a good amen. Yeah. It's just like when soldier man give you first slap. You know, you will confess sins that you didn't commit. That's exactly the way trouble is sometimes. Disappointment, hurt, fear. The things we once believed in, we begin to challenge the validity. The words we hold dear to our hearts, they don't make sense to us anymore. My prayer for this person who is good, who is experiencing promotion, who is experiencing increase on this one side of the sword, is Psalm 71, verse 21. It was quoted earlier on. May the Lord our God continue to increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. But the other side of the sword, if it has been disappointment, if it has been heartache, if it has been betrayal, I want you to know this morning that God sees every of your heart. He sees every of those tears. Whatever the interpretation is, look at what he says, which is the encouragement this morning. 1 Peter 5, 7. Learning to cast all your cares. And we have come to that point We must, as believers in Christ, learn to cast all our care upon him. For he cares for you. Please say with me this morning, God cares for me. To cast means to trust with a firm, composed mind, a resolute mind. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it gives us an idea of what casting means. Say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That is casting. Body slam upon the Lord. That looks like those who love wrestling. When they do body slam, it's probably the end of the game. Cast all your cares upon him. All your hurts, all your disappointment, all your setback. That's the other side of the sword now. Cast it upon the Lord. Cast it. Don't cast and take it back. Cast it. Trust in the Lord. That is the encouragement this morning. You know why? Verses 10 and 11 of that same 1 Peter 5 talks about something. 10 and 11. 1 Peter 5, 10 and 11. He said, after you have gone through these challenges, which is but for a while, he said, the God of all grace, the God of all grace, and that's the sovereign one that we gather around his word this morning. The God of all grace is able. The God of all grace is sufficiently powerful. Is able to strengthen. Is able to establish. It's able to perfect all that concerns you. He said, after you have suffered a little while, or the challenges are not forever, he said, the God of all grace, who imparts all blessing and favor, and I believe in my heart that the reason he's giving us this message this morning is that from this month, you will see the hand of this God of all grace. He said, he has called you his own. He's called you to his own eternal glory. That's where we are. We share in his glory. His glory means his world. His glory means his sovereignty. We share it. We are that chosen generation. We share it. He said he will himself. He will himself. Complete. And make you what you ought to be. He will establish and grant you securely. He said he will strengthen and settle you. But we need that response of faith, trust, cast all of our cares. Are there concerns this morning in your family life? Cast the care upon him. Are there concerns concerning that career path? Cast the care upon him. It seems as if you've been on the same spot, no promotion, no increase. Cast that care upon him. And when you cast it upon him, judge him faithful to settle you. Judge him faithful to strengthen you. Judge him faithful to establish you. Judge him faithful to perfect his word in your life. Casting all of our cares upon him. For he cares for us. Amplify says, he watches over us affectionately. He watches over us. He cares for us. He watches over us. He watches over us. He who keeps us neither sleep nor slumber. He watches over us. He watches over us. In Isaiah 41 verse 10, as part of him watching over us, he said he will strengthen us. Isaiah 41, 10. So his strength is made available to us. Like I heard in the current search yesterday of the Believer's Growth Academy, one of the roles of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer is to give you strength. And most of the time, we like to figure things out on our own. No, let's leverage on his strength. Let's leverage on his strength. He said, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Let's take God's word as he is. That business cannot die in your heart, in your head. Fear not. That family cannot go hungry. So fear not. He said, I am with you. That project will not become an abundant project. He said, fear not. I am with you. Don't be afraid. Don't express anxiety. Don't be dismayed. He said, for I am your God. I am your God. In fact, if your confidence is in just fear not, I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. That is more than enough. But he says, that's not the end. He said, I will strengthen you. He said, yes, I will help you. He said, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. There is no accusation of the devil over your life. Because sometimes when things are not working, the mind begins to conceive things like, is it because of the sin that I have committed? Is it because of the sins of my father or grandmother? Is it time that God is trying to mark our iniquity? No, the Bible even said that if he decides to mark iniquity, nobody will stand. Fear not. That's the word of the Lord for someone this morning. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. It's a God of all grace. So whenever we hit the hand or the weak hand, and please, let's not forget, God is still in control. Let's not forget, he's still in control. You say, how do I know that? In Psalm 46, Psalm 46, verses 1 to 6, we can read something together this morning. Can we read 1, 2, 3, go? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the heart be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its water roars. That's how storms of life can be. Sometimes people get into one form of trouble after the other. But he said, even though the heart be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its water roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its dwelling, with its swelling, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of our God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. Just as the break of the dawn, the nations rage, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the heart melted. Can you say with me this morning, God is in the midst of my life. I shall not be moved. God will help me at the break of the dawn. In other words, you will not be ashamed. When it seems all hope is lost, it comes true. Say, how do I know that? Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. That's a good song. We look to Yahweh, Yahweh. He said, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. In other words, this morning, I say it. Bumi is not my competition because his life journey is different from mine. Motu is not. Donald is not. Even though we are members of the same community of believers, even though we are citizens of the same country, I don't know if they have dua, so let me just, I'm talking about myself now. But the truth is that, hey, we are woven in the hands of God. He has his plan towards us that he has tattooed each and every one of us. I mean, no one has the shape of your hair. No one has the shape of your nostril. No one has your eyeball. You are uniquely made by him. And so, every of his plan, he unfolds as we learn to follow him as individuals. So your journey is different from mine. Do you know that driving out of Lagos, everybody can be driving towards the same route? Number one is when you get to Sagam Interchange that you know that the people you are trying to overtake, they are going. By that Sagam Interchange, you see. By the time you move, you actually find out that some people are actually going to Redeem Camp. Please, let me encourage your neighbor this morning. Calm down. God has you. God has you in his hand. God has your back. Calm down. Just calm down. Just calm down. Is there a response? I am coming down. Calm down. Just calm down. Just calm down. Hey, be inspired by every other people's testimony, but don't be like them. Because you can't even be like them. You know, sometimes on the road, we hoot after people and say, and the person doesn't even know you are hooting. And then by the time you drive past the person with all your furious, and the person just wave at you. So calm down. He said, the Lord is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. The Lord will help her. You see, even though I titled this Prayer of Faith, it's actually a prayer of thanksgiving. And it's very difficult for people to engage the prayer of praise, the prayer of worship, the prayer of thanksgiving. It's easier when things are good. I mean, everybody can dance. God of miracle, now my papa, oh, me, I know, go, so. Turning around, it's very easy. But when there is nothing that is turning around, but we need to apply this prayer in our walk with God. In Acts chapter 16, verses 22 and 25, Acts 16, 22 to 25. This is where that prayer of praise, worship, and thanksgiving. We can learn from these people. Acts 16, 22 to 25. He said, then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. That's not funny. And when they had laid many stripes, not singular stripe, many, said they threw them in prison. And commanding the jailer to keep them securely. So they were beaten with rods. Their hands were probably in stocks. So they can't even massage it. Then they put them. Having received such a charge, he put them in the inner prison. Inner prison means pitch darkness. No window, no cross ventilation. And then they fastened their feet in stocks. But, so those people did what they were supposed to do to the people they were supposed to do it to. But the people they did it to did something different. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners had them. So the principle there, prayer of praise, worship, is that number one, they prayed. Please, it's an encouragement this morning. No matter the storms of life, the first thing we must all do is to pray. 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 That seems to be the last thing many people do. But posture of faith, pray. Then secondly, They sang praises. That's the most difficult thing to do. When people are in pain, they don't sing. They cry. They whine. They complain. They speak as if there is no life in their lung anymore. They forget the times. In the time past that God has come through for them. People don't sing. They don't sing. They complain. People don't pray. They look for a prayer warrior. But these people, posture of faith. They prayed. They sang praises to the point that they shared the testimony that the prisoners had them. I said it last month. Job also put that principle. So in Job 35 verse 10, he said, "No one asked me, the Lord God my maker, who gives me a song in the midnight." God gives songs. He gives songs in the night. He gives songs. He gives song. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder, that's a song in the night. Thank you, Mass Choir. You know, this kind of disposition in the ninth hour is not a riaza. It's a lifestyle. This kind of prayer takes a personal faith to sing. In the face and in the midst of challenges. This kind of prayer takes a personal decision. That's a prayer of thanksgiving. To be grateful when life is good. To be grateful when life is not good. Because when life is not good, we all have the tendency to forget. That's why David prayed this kind of prayer in Psalm 103, the first 7 verses. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not." Forget not. Forget not all his benefit. He said he is the one who forgives. He's the one who heals. He's the one who redeems. He's the one who crowns. He's the one who satisfies. I want you to just pick up those words and underline it. Forgives, heals, redeems, crowns, satisfies. and then renew, and then execute, and then made known. In Psalm 73, verse 1, he said, truly God is good. It's good to me. It's good to you. It's good to me. It's good to you. As long as your heart trusts him, as long as your heart is pure towards him, it's good. And he does good. I love one other area. He said, God is good and he does good always. So this kind of prayer must become to us a lifestyle. A lifestyle. And this kind of prayer necessitates hymns of faith that you can sing through it all. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Oh, through it all. Yeah. Through it all, I've learned to trust upon his word. You see, these songs in the ninth hour, they are hymns of faith to the Lord. And when you begin to sing it, because it's not what your flesh wants to do, you are actually ministering to the Lord. In the midst of that, there is clarity. In the midst of that, there is solution. In the midst of such song, an altar is being built in your heart to the Lord. And at such atmosphere, it's a place where you can download what next to do. And David explained it. He says in Psalm 22, verse 3, he said, God inhabits, not the complaining, not the whining, not the worries. He inhabits the praises of his people. He inhabits it. So thanksgiving prayer is a grateful language to God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. I want us to read 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. It says, in everything. In everything, excellent, good, bad, ugly. Not because God is the author of bad and ugly, but in the midst of the bad and ugly, if you and I learn to cultivate that lifestyle, what happens is that solution. All things work together for our good. In everything, give thanks. He said, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. In Philippians chapter 4, this is what happened. Hymns of faith will strengthen your inward man. Hymns of faith will bring peace and clarity to you. Hymns of faith will give you the advantage that you have as a believer. Hymns of faith will strengthen your heart around God's throne in worship, in adoration, in gratefulness, singing praises and giving thanks. Singing praises and giving thanks. I love that. I didn't quote it, but I love it. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So you can sing by faith. And then you break up, you break into actual praise, worship, adoration, thanksgiving in your heart to the Lord. In closing today, Philippians chapter 4. Let's read Philippians 4. We read from verse 4 to 8 together. Philippians 4, as we go through this month, as we go through this day, I don't know what your experience has been. Please, this is the encouragement from the Lord. Can we go 1, 2, 3? Rejoice in the Lord always. Please stop. Let me turn to someone. If you want to open your Bible, open. If you can't look at the screen, I want you to please encourage them with that word of the Lord this morning. Are we good to go? 1, 2, 3, go. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Stop. I want you to repeat it 3 times to that person.
Be anxious for nothing.
Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, with thanksgiving. Hold on. Please let me encourage. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God. And the peace of God. And the peace of God. And the shalom of God. That state where nothing is missing, where nothing is broken. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, we guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren. Hebron. Respond now. Hebron. Shebron. Brethren. Sisrin. Please put a smile on your face. Some people are just like that. We are still spiritual. How do you think God's presence will be? You think you can be more so bad than God? When the Bible says he laughs. And some of us, sometimes, when we come down, we are like that. Just step out, and King Sonny Ade is at the other side. We know who you are. We know the stuff that you are made of. Praise God. Finally, my brother, my sister, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, hold on again. Please, this week, put your attention on things that are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, of good report, of good virtue, of praiseworthiness. Those are the things you need to meditate on. Don't bother about APC primaries or PDP primaries. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. Don't even bother about Mayu. Meditate up. I mean, the Bible is so clean. Football is a game. The reason why I don't particularly give it to it anymore, while I was young, when my team loses, I will not eat. So, I've passed that. Whatever. Any team that wins is my team. You know that if they put blood pressure monitoring machine on some people while a match is going on. So this morning again, I say to you, please, we have a good faith. We have a good God who is interested in us. We can afford to stay in the natural. We are supernatural people. Can you stand with me just for a moment? I want you to pray for this person by your side this morning. Let's just pray for one another. I may not know what their issues are. You may also not know, but God knows. Let's just pray for strength. That's what I want us to pray for. Hold the hands of your neighbor. Just go ahead and pray in other tongues.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,